Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. The nation will celebrate the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will commence at 10:30 a.m. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen and President of the European Council Antonio Luis Santos da Costa will be the chief guests at the parade. Here is a highlight of the Republic Day celebration.
The theme this year is Swatantrata ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. The parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. President Draupadi Murmu will receive salute during a ceremonial march past, which will include units from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, auxiliary civil forces, NCC and NSS. President of the European Council Antonio Costa and the President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be the chief guests at the parade. 30 tableaus from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments will be showcased during the parade. The event will conclude with a flypast by 29 aircrafts including Rafale, Sukhoi 30, C-295, MiG-29 and Apache among others. With Rishu Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio will unfurl the national flag and take Rashtriya salute at the Republic Day function in the Naglan Civil Secretariat Plaza, Kohima. Similarly, ministers, advisers and the Deputy Speaker will unfurl and take salute at all district headquarters. Meanwhile, national flags were also unfurled in all government offices, institutions, public and private buildings of the state this morning. Nagaland will showcase the Hornbill Festival at the 77th Republic Day celebrations at Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. Nagaland's tableau themed the Hornbill Festival, celebrating culture, tourism and self-reliance, will highlight the state's cultural heritage, its globally recognized festival and the growing focus on tourism-led development in line with the national vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The state is among 17 states and union territories participating in this year's Republic Day parade. A total of 30 tableaus, 17 from states and union territories and 13 from various ministries, departments and services will roll down Kartavya Path during the 77th Republic Day parade. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region and Communications, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, yesterday launched two bamboo projects of the northeastern region worth 82.5 crore rupees in Guwahati. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sindhya said that the journey of the northeastern region under the leadership of Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi turned from the frontier to the front runner of India. A traditional bamboo artisans cluster will be set up to train over 4,400 youths, and two units will come up at Karbi Anglong in Assam and at Mokokchung in Nagaland for the promotion of engineered bamboo products. Northeast Cane and Bamboo Development Council signed three MOUs for market access and commerce partner with Amazon, Flipkart and All Time Plastics. Police personnel from Nagaland have been conferred President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service, PSM, and Police Medal for Meritorious Service, MSM, on the occasion of Republic Day 2026. The President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service has been awarded to Commandant Ben Longkumar. The Police Medal for Meritorious Service has been conferred on Assistant Commandant Lanuchuba Longchar, Inspector Mepu Konyak and Havildar I. Akahosumi, all serving in Nagaland. And the Department of School Education has announced the launch of an upgraded version of the SMILE, Smart Attendance Management and Informative Leaves app, now available on the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Employees have been directed to update the app immediately. Implemented under the Nectar project, the SMILE app has entered its second year. The department said that initial technical issues caused by heavy user traffic have largely been resolved. Regular attendance monitoring through the app will begin from January 27th of this month. All employees must mark attendance via mobile phone or tablet. Non-compliance may lead to disciplinary action, including salary withholding and adverse APAR entries, affecting promotions and service benefits. The app also supports offline attendance for up to 30 days with mandatory data synchronization once connectivity is restored. Heads of institutions have been instructed to ensure strict compliance by all staff. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.